When I say that ecstasy is beautiful, when I say that enlightenment is blissful, I'm not talking about the future. I'm not alluring you. I'm simply stating a fact. When I say be here now without any goal or purpose, I'm showing you the way how enlightenment can happen right now. Enlightenment is not a distant goal. It is a present possibility. You can miss it. That doesn't mean that it is far away from you. That simply means that you are fast asleep, that you are not aware of something which is already surrounding you. I will go on talking about enlightenment, because without it you are not alive at all. Without it, you only seem to exist, but you don't exist. Without it, you go on missing. But remember, I'm not creating a goal for your desires. Enlightenment can never be a goal. This has to be understood. Nirvana cannot be desired. You can delight in it, but you cannot desire it. You can live it, you can dance it, but you cannot desire it. When you look into the nature of desire, you will understand that it is like a horizon. It appears far away, there. Go, move. It moves with you. When you reach the point where you were thinking that the earth meets the sky, it is not meeting there. The distance between you and the horizon remains constantly the same. This is a fact. This is not a theory about desire. You have $10,000. The mind asks for $20,000. The mind says, unless you have $20,000, how can you live happily? It is impossible. By the time you have got $20,000, the desire has gone further away. You have become more addicted to comforts. Now the old house looks small. The old car looks an insult. It has to be dropped. A new car is needed. By the time you reach the 40,000 line, the horizon has gone further away. Between the desire and the fulfillment, the distance remains the same. It never changes, not even for a single inch. The beggar and the emperor are always in the same plight. If you look at the distance between their desire and fulfillment, you will see they are sailing in the same boat. Once understood, desire drops by itself, on its own accord. Not that you drop it, so the question of how never arises. The absence of desire is desirelessness. Desirelessness is not the opposite of desire. It is simply the absence of desire. You cannot make a goal out of it. When you don't have any goal, nirvana comes to you. Or, if you want to use the language of bhaktas and devotees, you can use the word God. One can never go towards God. You cannot make an object of God. You cannot make an arrow of your desire moving towards the target of God. Either God is everywhere, so you cannot make a target, or he is nowhere, then too you cannot make a target. Nobody has ever reached to God. When you stop all reaching, when you drop the whole nonsense of achievement, suddenly God comes to you. And when he comes from everywhere, from all directions. He simply enters in you from every pore of your being. You never reach to him, he always comes to you. A searching mind is a tense mind. A seeking mind is not at rest. A desiring mind is not at home, always wandering, wandering, going somewhere. Wherever you are, be there. This is the door to the divine, and the divine enters in you. Nirvana becomes a nightmare if you seek it. And then the nirvana is the greatest nightmare there is. Wealth can be found if you seek it. Power, prestige can be found if you seek it. It will be a nightmare, but there is an end to it. But nirvana is the last and the ultimate nightmare. Once you start seeking it, it is never going to happen, because the very nature of it is such that the very nature prevents you from reaching it. Desirelessness is you. When all desires have gone and you are left alone, in that beautiful aloneness, pure aloneness, crystal clear aloneness, there is desirelessness. Not even a trace of desire. No goal, nowhere to go. Then, for the first time, you live what life is. For the first time, your song bursts, spreads all over the existence. For the first time, you become capable of celebrating. This is called enlightenment, nirvana. And I will go on singing the beauties of ecstasy, but don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to convince you that nirvana has to be achieved. It cannot be made a goal. It is available. Just look. Just have an alert look. Life is tremendously beautiful. It is showering on you from everywhere. This I call meditation. An infinite waiting, watching, alert, aware, not going anywhere. And the miracle of miracles happens, that which you were seeking and could not find suddenly happens.